Hello, I'm Dr. Robert Freeman, the host of For the Love of Chiropractic. And before we get started with today's show, I wanted to personally reach out and say thank you to each one of you, the hundreds and hundreds of listeners who've made the podcast so popular in only 90 days that it's been on the air. I've recently found out that not only is the podcast being listened to here in the United States, but in places like Spain, Canada, Germany, Sweden, the United Kingdom, more and more doctors from around the world are listening to the podcast to help make their practices better. And to each one of you, I personally say thank you, because chiropractic is just that important. We need to continue sharing the message, providing the best care that we possibly can to as many people as possible to help humanity. Well, hello and welcome to today's show. You've heard of a patient appreciation day, and the problem is they usually don't work. But on today's show, we're going to turn that whole idea on its head and we're going to have a party. So let's get started. Welcome to another episode of For the Love of Chiropractic. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Freeman. I've been in practice for over 30 years, and I continue to work in a million-dollar practice that I built, ran, and sold. I've taught, lectured, and coached our profession, and helped so many chiropractors build the practice and the life of their dreams. And now, I want to help you do the same. So here's today's show. I want to spend our time today talking about the age-old concept of a patient appreciation day. And as I said in the intro, the problem with a patient appreciation day is they usually don't work. People don't want to come, they don't show up, there's not a lot of people, there's not a lot of buzz, there's not a lot of energy. It's a little bit fun for those who come, but okay, whatever. And the reason that a patient appreciation day really doesn't work well, in fact, for that matter, it's the same reason that any customer appreciation day doesn't work that well, is because, are you going? If you think about your favorite restaurant, your favorite store, someplace you really like to shop, and they're having a customer appreciation day, are you going to go? Well, maybe you'll go, maybe you'll stop by. You know, if it's convenient, you have nothing else to do, sure, maybe. But what if? What if instead of an appreciation day, what if that favorite restaurant, that favorite business, your practice, was having a party? What if you have a patient appreciation party? Nobody wants to miss a party. Everybody's coming to the party. Nobody misses it, and it's a ton of fun. We're going to spend our time step by step talking about how to change the idea into a patient appreciation party. And when done correctly, not only is it a ton of fun for the doctors, not only is it a ton of fun for the staff, the patients love it. It builds a huge amount of goodwill for the patients and for the practice, and can also generate a dozen or sometimes two dozen new patients. So let's talk about this. To have a successful patient appreciation party, I like to link it to something significant. Maybe it's the anniversary of the practice. Maybe it's the senior doctor's birthday. Maybe it's the anniversary of the doctor and the spouse who own the practice. But it's something significant that everybody can really latch on to. But once you've picked what that's going to be, it has to be a date that's at least 8 weeks out. And the reason that I say that is some planning goes into how you're going to make this work to pull it off properly. So the first thing we have to do is we have to pick the date. I'm a huge fan of having a patient appreciation party in the office on a Saturday morning. And you want to start the party at 9 a.m. or maybe 10 a.m. and finish, have the last appointment for the people at 1 p.m. So it's 9 to 1 or maybe 10 to 1. And having it on a Saturday works the best, even if you don't have Saturday office hours, because everybody's off on Saturday. Almost nobody's going to work on Saturday, so everybody can stop by, and we're going to talk about why they're going to want to stop by a little bit later on. So far we have the date, we have the theme, whether it's linked to the anniversary or birthday, you know, around the July 4th holiday, whatever it may be. The very next thing to do is to order gifts. Yes, I said you're going to order gifts. That's not one gift, it's two gifts, and I'm going to explain. So first of all, you're going to order some sort of gift, like a t-shirt or a sweatshirt that has your logo on it that's nice that people want. Now, you have to make sure that you're not violating your state laws and it's compliant with what you're allowed to give away. Because you're going to give one of these to each of your patients who refers a patient during this promotional time period. And then the second gift you're going to order is some small trinket that you can give away to each person who attends the party. So a ceramic home coffee mug, or perhaps a plastic travel coffee mug, again, with your logo, your phone number, something cute on it. Or you can do a water bottle that has your logo on it. Make sure it's a good quality bottle that won't fall apart the first time that it's washed. And as you're deciding and ordering these things, you tell no one. It's a secret. No one finds out what these gifts are until the proper time. It's part of the suspense of the party. The next thing to do to ensure the success of this event is to arrange the catering. I'm a big fan of having breakfast food early in the party and some sort of lunch food for later in the party. So a local bagel shop or Panera works really well for picking up bagels and spreads and things like that. Having juice, coffee, tea, obviously bottles of water. Because part of the draw is we're going to feed these people and they're going to want to come and stay and hang out for a little bit to socialize with you, the staff, and some of the other patients. It becomes a community event. And then for the lunchtime, depending on the theme of the party and the location of your practice, perhaps you could have a grill going outside doing hamburgers, hot dogs, chicken, things like that. Or even some level of Mexican food can be the lunch choice. And then the next step is to get a couple of posters printed up, large, full-size posters like we all used to put up in our dorm rooms that have the theme of what's going on, so some pictures or some graphics in it, and it says something like, come to our first annual patient appreciation party on Saturday, June the 4th from 9 to 1 p.m., serving complimentary breakfast or lunch, free gift for those who attend, and an extra adjustment at no charge to help you get better faster and stay healthier longer. This promotional poster will go into some sort of frame. I don't care if it's wood, I don't care if it's plastic, but put it in a frame. Do not tape it to the wall. Put it in a frame and you can point to it and tell people all about the party. Hey, are you coming to the party? It's on Saturday, June the 4th. Yeah, we're having a party here at the office and it's for our patients. It's going to be awesome. And again, go through and list the things that it says right on the poster that the party offers to the person. It's an opportunity for an extra adjustment at no charge to help you get better faster. We're serving breakfast or lunch, depending on what time you're here. And we have a surprise gift for everybody who comes. And I, you know what? I've seen the gift. I think you're really going to like it. And these posters go up 4 to 6 weeks before the event, not months and months in advance, 4 to 6 weeks. In today's world, the poster can also have a QR code that has all the important information. And you can also tell the patient that if you refer a new patient to the office, between now and Saturday, June the 4th, the day of the party, they receive a free examination and you get one of these really cool t-shirts that's hanging on the wall at that point. It's our way of saying thank you for being part of the family here, part of the practice, and helping the practice grow, because we really do want to help as many people as we possibly can. In addition to that, you're going to have flyers printed up, old school flyers, also that can have a QR code. But these are going to have just the highlights, the date of the party, and come in before that with the new patient offer. This you can give to people to take to their place of work. They can post it. And again, the whole idea is to create additional buzz. And when your patients do start referring their friends and family in, make a big deal in the office about giving them the t-shirt. Oh, hey, look, Sue's here. You know what? She referred her husband into the office. Sue, you get one of these t-shirts. Did you want the pink or the red? And the reason you're doing it like that is because the other people who are seeing Sue get a t-shirt, they're thinking, I want a t-shirt. How do I get one of those? And it's really easy. Just refer somebody into the office. When you get to about a month beforehand, you're going to want to make sure you're talking to your once-a-month maintenance patients about coming in, again, for this extra adjustment. Oh, so you know what? I see you normally come in that 4 weeks from now would be June the 1st. Let's set you up for your regular appointment, and there's an opportunity for an extra adjustment at no charge on June the 4th. It's our anniversary party, and we're going to be serving breakfast that day. And as you get to about 2 weeks out, again, you can start telling patients about the specifics of the party and that they need to schedule. Well, why don't we need to schedule? Yeah, maybe I'll stop by. Well, we need to have you schedule, not for the exact time, but approximately when you're going to be in, because it is a catered event and we need to give the caterer a specific number of how much food that we need, because we want to make sure that we have food for you. And everybody understands when it's a catered event, you need a hard yes or no. So they will sign up, and then if they sign up, they will show up. I love when the patient says, oh, doc, you know, we'd love to be here, but, you know, the kids have soccer, so, you know, we've got to hit the road, won't be able to do it. Well, you have to eat breakfast anyway, don't you? What time do the kids have soccer? Oh, well, you know, we have to be there by 10 a.m. Perfect. You know what? Stop by at 9:30, grab something to eat. I'd love to meet your wife. I'd love to meet your kids. I'd love to meet your husband, whatever it is. And you know, you can get a quick adjustment and y'all can be on your way. Let me buy you breakfast that day. And you know what? The majority of them say yes, and they come in too. So not only are you meeting them, very often, there's your next new patient. But again, remember, the gifts are a surprise. Nobody gets to know what they are ahead of time. Well, obviously the t-shirt, because it's up on the wall. But the gift that they get for coming to the party, oh, there's a gift. You're going to want this, but I can't tell you what it is. Doc has sworn me to secrecy. And in today's internet age, I'm a big fan of using the electronic and social media in order to get the word out even more. You know what? Send an email to everybody on your mailing list about the party, urging them to make an appointment to come in for this extra visit. It's a great opportunity for reactivations. You'd be amazed how many people have sort of lost touch and thinking, oh, maybe I should get back in. And they love coming in. I can get a free meal. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And get adjusted. That's great. Oh, and I get to see Doc again. Exactly. These are all the reasons to do this kind of thing. And let the rest of the community know about your anniversary party via TikTok, via Facebook, via any of the social media avenues that you typically use. It's a wonderful way to get the word out there. So you've taken care of all that. Let's fast forward to just 2 or 3 days before the event now. You're going to need to bring in some folding chairs. You're going to need to bring in some 6-foot tables. People are going to be sitting around and they need somewhere to sit around and hang around. And don't feel like you have to hide the tables and chairs. Leave them sitting out, leaning against the wall in the hallway, so that people can see, oh, what's with the table and chairs? Oh, you know, our party is this weekend. Oh, that's right. I knew that. Yeah. So it's coming. It's an event. It's happening. And again, regarding the gifts, you can always add the line while supplies last. You don't want to get into the case where, you know, you've ordered something and you've had such a great response, and then they get to the next person and they say, well, where's my t-shirt? Well, and you have to order 12 of them. You'd rather not have to do that. So it's a while supplies last. So if you've done all of this properly, here's how many people you can expect to come to your party. If you see patients all day on a Monday and you see patients half day on a Tuesday, take that number, and about 90% of that number is how many of your patients and people are going to be coming to your party. And the reason that's important is because you're budgeting for food, and again, you're ordering those gifts that you're giving away to each person who comes to the party. So to use numbers, just to give you an idea, if you have a busy, successful practice, and you and the other doctors see 100 patients on a Monday, and you see 50 patients on a Tuesday, you know that you're going to see about 130 people in your office on that Saturday. They're not going to be there all at the same time. It will be fine. So now let's talk about the day itself. It's now Saturday, June the 4th. Terrific. Somebody has got to be the point person who has gotten all the things ahead of time that you possibly can get. What are you going to need? Tablecloths, knives, forks, spoons, serving dishes of some kind, paper plates, all these things that you would have for any kind of party. But a day before, tell Dunkin' Donuts you're going to be coming in to get whatever, two boxes of Joe, one caffeinated, one decaffeinated. Place the order with Panera or the bagel shop if that's what you're doing for breakfast. Pre-buy the hamburgers and hot dogs and have them in the refrigerator or freezer at your house. So this point person's going to get there early to make sure the tables and chairs get set up, everything gets set out the way that it needs to be, someone else is picking up the coffee. For a patient appreciation party, I call it all hands on deck. The entire staff is working. And you might even need one additional person to be checking supplies to make sure things aren't running out, somebody else to be collecting the trash. And they also like having some sort of games, whether it's a Jenga game, a couple of games of checkers, a cornhole, something where you can have fun, and it's a community event, people are hanging out playing. They don't have to play the entire game. They pull one Jenga block out, they win, lose, it doesn't matter. It's just fun. And whoever the most social member of your team is, whichever one of your employees is, just has the gift of gab and can chit-chat to anybody and introduce people to other people, I want him or her out there chatting with everybody and introducing patients back and forth so they can talk. Oh, you know, Miss Dixie used to work over at the canning company. And you know what? Did you know that Steve used to work over at the zoo? And they strike up a conversation because now they've got friends in the office also, so they see each other on future visits. And one thing that we have not talked about is exactly what you are providing for them about their health care on the day of the party. I want you to be showcasing the number one thing that you care the most about, that you think is the most important, the best, most terrific thing that you offer to your patients. In most chiropractic offices, that's the adjustment. So you're adjusting people at no charge just to help them get better faster and stay healthier longer. If you do any other ancillary services, therapeutic exercises, we don't do those on party day. If you're doing electric muscle stimulation in your office, we don't offer that on party day. If you're doing dry needling, if you're doing ultrasound, if you're doing laser, if you're doing intersegmental traction, any of those other things, we don't do those things on party day. It's an opportunity for an extra adjustment to help you get better faster and stay healthier longer. Again, you're showcasing the best thing, the number one thing that you want to make sure your patients understand. It's what you do, and it's what makes you different than anybody else. And if it's not adjusting, if it's some other procedure, that's fine too. Just make sure they understand that's what you're doing. If you happen to offer massage at your office, I would encourage you to have your massage therapist there with her chair, maybe doing 5-minute seated chair massage for people. Because people who love to see that person are absolutely going to want to do it. And people who have been thinking about it get to experience the touch of the massage therapist. And guess what? More often than not, they set up appointments to see that person also. And as you, the doctor, or the doctors, are seeing people and doing what we do, most importantly, I want you to have fun. Enjoy this. Spend this time with the patients, getting to know them, chit-chatting a little bit. If there's a lull of people coming in the office, you know what? Go out and grab a bagel, sit down, chat with them, sip on a cup of coffee, and talk about things other than health. Talk about baseball. Talk about football. Talk about the weather. Talk about where are they from? Where did they grow up? What was that like? How'd they end up in this town when they came from somewhere else? How'd you meet your wife? All that kind of stuff that friends talk about with friends. That creates the community experience in your office and raises the connectedness that they feel to you, your practice, and the services that you're providing. And now the party's over. Last people have come in at 1 o'clock. We're cleaning up. It's 1:10, 1:15. By 1:30, things are torn down. 1:40, everything's cleaned up. The office looks like it's ready for business first thing Monday morning. And you're out the door having served wonderful care to people, providing a wonderful service. And next week, you'll be amazed how many people say what a wonderful opportunity it was to come to your party, because they've never been to a party at a doctor's office before, because their doctor is just that special. That's what we're talking about. Let's make this a party, not just an appreciation day. All right, and that's our show for today. If you have a question about today's show or your own practice, feel free to reach out at forloveofchiropractic.com. Before making changes to your practice, be sure to seek legal advice regarding those changes and regulations in your state. For the Love of Chiropractic is an RGF production, all rights reserved. And thanks for listening. Original music provided by Hunter Rich Music.